Looks like most of the kids in the church belong to the adventurers because we only have three kids up here. Okay, my name means lady. I am the mother of a great nation. God gave me a son when I was 90 years old. I am the mother of Isaac and the wife of Abraham. My name is Sarah, and I serve the Lord. You can read more about me in your Bible. For now, I would like you to meet some of my friends.
My name means beautiful. I met my husband Isaac at the well. I am the mother to Jacob and Esau. I am Rebecca, and I serve the Lord.
My name is Jacob, and my name means to follow. I saw a ladder leading up to heaven, and it had angels walking up and down it. I had 12 sons. My favorite was Joseph. My name is Jacob, and I serve the Lord.
My name, God is my salvation. I am commander. The army of the Israelites. I led the spies into Jericho. God delivered Jericho into my hands. My name is Joshua, and I serve the Lord.
My name is Andrew. My name means to... What? My name means Mary's. And I was one of the first men to be Jesus' disciples. We used to be fishermen, but now we are fishers of men. My name is Andrew, and I serve the Lord.
My name means the rock. I am one of the 12 apostles. I have been on many missionary trips and to help spread the word of Christianity. My name is Peter, and I serve the Lord.
My name means bringer of light. I am a disciple of Jesus. I wrote one of the four Gospels, and my name is Luke. I serve the Lord.
My name means beloved. I was considered blessed by all the women. I am the earthly mother of baby Jesus. My name is Mary, and I serve the Lord.
My name means God. Gift of God. I am a friend of Jesus. I was among the group of women who first visited Jesus' empty tomb. I was...
The angels
told me that Jesus was alive. My name is Joanna, and I serve the Lord.
My name means follower of Christ. It is the name given to all who choose to walk with Jesus.
My name is Christian.
And I serve the Lord.
My name means three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. My name is Trinity.
My name means Emmanuel, Son of God. I offered my life for the salvation of all people. I have not come to call the righteous, but rather sinners to repentance. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Choose ye now whom you will serve.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
So as you can see, the Bible has a lot of Bible heroes in it. And God gave us the Bible because He loves us so much. I'm going to invite all of you, when you get home, to read a little bit about these Bible heroes, okay? They talk about people who are courageous, people who are faithful to God. It talks about love and mercy and forgiveness and salvation. So let's have our prayer. We can collect our offering. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the word that you've given us. We thank you for all of the Bible heroes, for what they teach us, from what we can learn from them. And we pray that you will bless this offering that we're about to take for Christian education. We can see how important it is for our children to go to a Christian school so they can learn more about your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.